100%. So we'll see what happens.
Awesome. We are now all set and recording. So we're going to jump in. That's lovely. So go ahead and let me know who's here so far.
Jason just joined.
Hey, Jason. Nice to see you again.
Joey's here.
Peter. Awesome, Joey. Yay.
And this is Tara, but I'm in the car, so I'm going to be muted most of the time.
Awesome. Thanks for dedication and being here. Really appreciate it. Dino said he is out, by the way, because he is sick with bronchitis in bed at the moment, which sucks. Poor guy. And Andrew, I heard you too, right? I thought I did. He was just on the webinar.
Not Andrew.
No.
Really a big difference.
No, I thought I... Oh, yes, because I totally mistaked Vanessa for... No, I heard you, Peter, so I assumed Vanessa was here. I thought I heard Andrew. All right. So Andrew was just on the webinar, so I'm sure he'll be popping on in just a second, too. That's funny. That would be horrible if I have thought that Vanessa was Andrew. No, don't worry, Vanessa. You're good. We're all good. Awesome. So let's go around. Let me ask you guys a question, too, really quick, because I know Peter – well, I know Dino is out anyway. I saw Jason and Andrew and Joey popped in and out of the Millionaire Q&A just a little bit ago. Are those things valuable for you? Because we had four people total show up. And so I want to make sure if it's not valuable, we don't need to do them. I just want to make sure you guys are actually getting value out of that. And you can shoot me an email. We don't have to, like, go into it all right now. But I would love to have your feedback on that. Because if it's just wasting your time or that's why you're not showing up, definitely let me know. Okay. So that's a side note. If you could send me an email or a message about that, that would be killer. So let's have Jason go first. What are your wins in accountability?
You know, I'm having trouble with the wins. Maybe this is a mean win. The in-laws left, so maybe I can.
Best win ever.
I can start working again instead of
being. Wait, that's why you haven't had any wins. So there we go. We found the problem.
So I mean, yeah, it's fun. It's fun hanging at the beach and doing touristy things with family, but. Which is interesting because that's today's topic about how to balance this stuff, and I'm really interested about it as well. So as far as accountability goes, I did 3 of 3 last week, and I'll just leave it at that. How about that?
That sounds lovely. Awesome. Vanessa and Peter, how'd yours go?
My wins, I were great. I had a call actually this morning, an interview with an Italian writer. So we can start creating some content in Italian. So
we have an Italian division. We might not have mentioned that before, but
nope.
Everything is in English and Italian. We try to at least, but we've been lacking on Italian because, you know, I don't know Italian. So
small partner has no.
So I had a call with an Italian writer, and we are gonna hire him. We're gonna start on board this week, and then we also have an interim VP of sales.
So we're up to 10 people as of probably in a week or two.
Yeah, so VP of sales, we really need to step up our sales game. So putting that on board, and that's going to be fantastic for our agency.
And
wow. She
missed the win. We also got confirmation on that question she posted. The affiliate target will be affiliate member. Tara gave us some directions on the technology. That just got confirmed, set up, launched this week. So we'll send the steps to confirm the affiliate registration probably tomorrow.
Congratulations. What got her to finally say yes to the higher price? Or was it a lower price?
She copy-pasted what Jason wrote?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mastermind getting all together. I love that. That's amazing. Good job, Jason. That's your win.
Hey, that's my win for the week.
And then my win is a little bit different. I've been building off the negative persona. I won't go into length here because I posted it already in the Facebook group, so you guys can see it there. But that's my win. Our new version of our site will deploy. New content, layout changes, deploys next week. So I've been working with our team to get that iteration done. It's going very well.
Killer. Awesome. And Dino is out. Tara, I know you're in the car, but can you do wins and accountabilities real quick?
Yep, sure can. So my win for this week is knocking out all of the things that I want to do for my launch. We still are not at the numbers that we were expecting, but who knows what the next 48 hours will bring. So that was, I guess that's really my accountability piece too, is that despite feeling pretty burnt out towards the middle, less towards the end, I did everything that I needed to do that I could have done, including a lot of stuff that was incredibly uncomfortable and not fun for me. But in the end, it all was all really good. So we'll see what the next 48 hours brings in terms of numbers, and that's my piece.
See, I love that, Tara, too, because that's the thing. You can't look back on this launch and go, I didn't do enough. She did 3 extra webinars, everybody, just so we know. She's like, oh, I'm going to make 3 new webinars, not like ones that she's done before, 3 new webinars also. So, like, man, girl, you pulled it out as much as you possibly could. So, yes, pat yourself on the back for what you already did. And we will all, I want everybody right now to sort of set the intention that Tara's going to hit incredible numbers. That's sort of the whole point of the mastermind, right? Hold the intention for other people to make sure everything else comes through also. So we are all there for you and with you. Hopefully not stressing along that, but yes, don't worry. Yay. Good.
Thanks.
We got everything. We got your back, Tara, either way. Awesome. So Andrew just told us that he was on his call, so he wasn't on mute. So I heard
right
that
here.
He was here.
Yes,
that's okay. I
forgot to mute out. No, I had my wife. So it's my turn.
Yes.
So win-wise, I had a pretty successful week in court. It's been really busy. Working from home today, we got dumped 8 inches. It's still snowing. And all the metro courts have been closed today. So we've got a working day from home. So I guess that's a win. In terms of accountability, you know, I missed last week's call because I was stuck in court. But, you know, going back to the week before, we had hire a new bookkeeper, get some interns in place. Jamie, you had introduced me to Alexis Neely and coming up with papers, you know, white paper ideas. So I'm going to commit today to one of those white paper ideas and try and get it out by our next call next week and get that done. So that's going to be sort of my goal over the next few days to get things done. We have a phone meeting tomorrow with Al, Jamie. So we're going to chat with him about hiring him to work on our bookkeeping. So we've got that scheduled with him. We've been bringing in interns. We've had 4 or 5 come in and do interviews. So we're working to help pick up slack. So we're doing that. I reached out to Alexis and invited her to coffee, but she hasn't responded to me for that. So I may follow up again. So I guess I'm sort of like 3.5 out of 4 right now. So other than that, I'm headed in the right direction, but still feeling very overwhelmed. But I want to thank everybody. The feedback that you're giving me on these ideas, you know, in our group chat has really been, you know, prodding my mind to, you know, think of the right ways to go. And I'm sort of split about doing the startup, you know, where does a startup go and where does a successful business go? That's really sort of where I'm starting to focus. But I'm gonna pick one of those and I'm gonna do it and get it out there for next week and see, at least come up with a template of some sort that you guys can all review. Whether I actually get the layout and everything done, that's a whole nother issue.
Yay. Okay, so you're making progress. I love that. And I wrote down for next time, get the white paper information done. Yeah, I doubt you'll be able to send it to the designer and get everything back. I mean, go ahead and give that a shot. That would be great. But we would love to give you feedback on it, too, once you can show it to us.
Right.
So if you don't, you have to sing I Feel Pretty on this call. Okay?
Is that what I have to do?
Yep. All that's right. The consequence.
I like my idea better, but okay, I'll go with that.
We vote for Al, by the way. We just to give you that feedback, Jamie referred him to us as well, and we hired him.
Oh, yeah?
R&D and his wife. And they're working extremely well. We went from a larger accounting firm as a support, so you should get a lot of value from it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to talk to them tomorrow.
Just call whenever. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah,
well, I have really never had somebody, you know, I've never really outsourced that. I've always had somebody, you know, in business, whether they're part-time or full-time, you know, managing that aspect of the business. So it's going to be, difficult for me to outsource that, especially when it comes to things like finances and things like that. And, you know, my big concern is, you know, how to communicate all the information so he has everything right. So my office manager and I are going to chat with him tomorrow afternoon, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be really successful. And for his price, I don't think he can be beat.
Yeah. So. And he's done a lot of companies very similar to yours. So anyway, side note, let us
okay.
know how that goes.
I will listen to his suggestions and let him go. He's the expert in that, and I'm not the numbers guy. So I'm excited for it.
And this talk today with Joey is going to be perfect on the balance and the trying to get it all done and all that fun stuff. So it'll be perfect for you, Andrew, too, and Jason also. So, Joey, what are your wins in accountability? And then we'll move into your hot seat.
All right. So I did everything I thought I was going to get done. and they kind of dovetail nicely into the wins. So I realized after talking with Jamie last week that I actually do not really have a good idea of where my audience is coming from. I have, like, hunches and stuff. So I sent out a survey to my list asking them, you know, to give me some information, like, where did you find me? What other websites do you visit? And all that stuff. I also asked them what their number one pain is so I can get some information on that. And so far we've got 900 responses. So we're actually hiring a VA. We're hiring a VA for next week to go through it and parse it. And my project manager, who is kind of a data wonk, knows, like, Jamie told me I might need a pivot table, and I didn't know what that meant. But my project manager did, and so she's all over it. So we're going to have some really solid data about where traffic's coming from, where our audience is coming from, and also what their pain points are. We also sent out an application for our beta for the third course, which we're actually going to be sort of selling next week. We have 50 spots in the beta. We decided to make people apply so we can get, like, the perfect mix of people. And we've had 122 apply so far for 50 spots. So very confident we'll sell that out. That'll be another $30,000 in revenue next week. And the last two launches that we've done over the last couple of weeks, are one of them is still going, but we're up over $160,000 in revenue for these two launches. So revenue's good, and I think that's all I got. And CrossFit has been going very well. Been doing CrossFit for the last 3 weeks, so that's good. There you go. Those are my wins.
Those are awesome, and I love that you're like, hey, I don't know what a pivot table is, and yeah, your amazing project manager that you hired does. That's perfect. So let's dive into the hot seat. How can we help you the absolute best?
Sure. So I want to, like, lie down on the couch today. And so I business-wise, things seem to be going really well, and I'm definitely think that, like, everyone in this group and Jamie, I have a much better idea of kind of what needs to be worked on. And so there's just so many things happening. Everything's moving in the right direction. But I found, and it's interesting, so I hired my project manager. She's been with me now 3 weeks. And I hired her to feel, I guess, more relaxed and to have her handling stuff. And she is. She's doing an amazing job. And I think, like, we're getting 2 to 3 times as much done in the same amount of time with her sort of managing. But I don't feel any more relaxed. And, in fact, because there's more happening, I'm finding it harder and harder to, like, turn my brain off at night when I go home. And I'm sort of falling, I guess, even deeper into the trap that a lot of people fall into of not really doing a good job separating work and life. And, I have a lot of other responsibilities. I have 3 kids. I have a 5-year-old, a 3.5, and a 1-year-old. And I spend a ton of time with them, but I'm finding more and more, like, I'm zoning out, you know, and they'll be like, Dad, they have to nag me because I'm thinking about, like, the ClickFunnels thing I need to do tomorrow, or something silly like that. So I guess what I'd love to hear from everybody is what strategies you've implemented or experimented with that have worked for you. And what are some, what are some things that maybe, I guess aren't intuitive that might actually help? And I can tell you, like, the things that I do that do seem to help me are, I exercise a lot. I'm really into fitness, and that definitely helps ground me and all that stuff. But I don't have like a set schedule. I'm sort of like, I'll get to the office around 9:30, 10. I work till about 4, maybe 4:30. Been pushing towards 5, lately. So I don't know, maybe a schedule is the way to go. But I'm just curious, like, who else has had this kind of realization in what you've done to kind of combat it?
And we have had that as well. So who wants to go first?
I know, exactly. I'm going like, everybody, yes. No, I'm going to let everybody else.
What a figure.
we're CrossFitters over a year, so we can give you some perspective into that. Vanessa was a workaholic and still is. And so I found the only way to get her not to think about work, because her brain is always operating, is to just make sure she is completely exhausted after fitness. That was one of the things. But the biggest shift was time tracking. So the elite who have billion-dollar minutes or billion-dollar days, right, the people who are extremely high in net worth, know everything that goes on in their day down the minute, and it's typically calendared and tracked. So when you say that you don't know when you start work, you don't have this, that means you're not operating off of a structure. Therefore, it's highly improbable that you'll be able to optimize that structure. You don't have enough data points. So what we did was institute time tracking. So we use a program called Toggle. All tasks are tracked. Even fitness is tracked for all team members, because we promote the wellness of them and their enjoyment of life. So that was a massive change. Each week, since we are agile, we review that toggle hour distribution to make sure people are on are efficient. It's not used for billing. It's not used for accountability and micromanagement. It's used to make sure we're maximizing the time we have, and that our output can be predictable. That structure has completely changed the way we work.
We do that so we know when we start work and when we end work. We have very strict stop times. So me and Peter at 3:30, we stop working because we're going to go work out. No matter what, even though if we have a lot of work to do, we will still stop because we need to de-stress. So we have a break time every single day of the week. And one thing that we do is turn everything off one day of the week and don't do anything.
It's a Brian Tracy belief. So Brian Tracy says completely unplug on one day a week. You can work. He's a full believer in hustle, and the people who are the lazy people don't get anywhere. The people who disrupt you are stopping your progression in your career. Brian Tracy is very formulaic in that structure. Mm-hmm. So we take one solid day off a week. But we also work in a different model, probably the same as you. So we believe in working 6 days really intensely rather than 5, because we like to integrate. It's called the ongoing vacation. We don't like to wait for, or the ongoing retirement. We don't like to wait till the end of the week just to have enjoying activities. So the other thing is Vanessa brought in Miracle Morning, and Jamie knows a lot about that. And so we always work on our Miracle Morning. We also do a level Vanessa's better at it, but meditation, goal writing every day. Those things have provided the structure that enabled us to have that separation of work-life balance, because you typically see work in front of you all the time. And if you don't bring the personal goal and the positive things that you want in your life to the forefront, you'll ignore them, and therefore you won't prioritize them. Having kids changes that. We don't have kids, so it's a little bit different. So other than that, that's what we've done.
That's awesome. And let me ask you guys, because I've read part of the Miracle Morning, and I tried doing it, and I guess I only did it for like 2 or 3 days, and then I kind of bailed on it. But what was it? What is it about that? Because I've heard a lot of people recommend it. What is it about that helps you sort of focus on work when it's work time and life when it's lifetime?
Well, it's like fitness. You want to lose weight, and you only went to the gym 3 times. So the reality is the repetitions are what makes the result.
Yeah.
So the way to think about everything, even a Miracle Morning, is all you're doing is creating a structure for you to follow, and that discipline alone is what defines and sculpts you as a person, not the task. So Arnold Schwarzenegger used to have the belief that it was reps. The repetition builds the muscle, not always the specific workout that you do. And that's the same thing that Miracle Morning. Any system that's been created in the last 30, 40 years is a repetition of something originally, whether it be Think and Grow Rich, Brian Tracy's work, Dan Kennedy's revisions. Everything's a revision. It's just, do you have assigned time every day to do the practice, do the discipline to execute your result? And if you don't have that resolve, you won't have the impact.
Got it. That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, Yeah, the Miracle Morning, just sort of to throw 2 cents in on that, because I've chatted with Hal about this. Hal's actually moving to Austin, too. I don't know if he'll be here before you guys get here. But so I talked to him a lot. I tried. I did probably 18 days straight with waking up early and trying to get it done before the kids. He challenged me to 30 days, right? I couldn't do it. Like, waking up at 5 a.m. before my children was just ridiculous. Not going to happen, right? So what he suggested is it's just the act of controlling your day instead of having your day control you, right? And so being able to have those specific things that you check off your list. So I don't do my reading in the morning. I don't even do all the things that he says to do. I do the things that really make a difference. So I meditate, right? I usually work out later in the day. I don't work out right in the early morning just because I can't with the kids and everything, especially before they get up. And then when I come back, I jump usually into work shortly after meditation. So you just pick out the things that do really work for you. The biggest thing for my Miracle Morning that makes a huge difference, and this is what I suggest to clients, is knowing in advance the next day what those tasks are that you're going to do and when. Because one of the problems that I have, and you know, is having kids, right? And this was a huge issue for me when I was really limiting the time I was working, is every time I was working, I felt like I was being a bad mom because I wasn't with the kids. And every time I was with the kids, I was like, oh my gosh, I just have to do this one email because it's going to wait forever if I wait till tomorrow. You know what I mean? Silly things like that. And instead, I flipped it around. So when I work, I'm all in, but only for a certain number of hours at a time. Thankfully, my kids are in school, so it's a little bit easier because now, I mean, beforehand, it was more tough in general. Having a, you know, 5, 3.5, and 1-year-old is quite a bit, as you already know, Joey.
Right.
But carving out those times in advance to really go all in either way and have the quality over the quantity. Because I noticed I was with the kids and I was going like, ooh, my phone's right here, and it dinged because I got a thing. And I was like, oh, shoot, I really need to check that, right? And instead now we plan things. Right before the calls today, I made a kids' adventure list. So I write all the things, and I talk to the kids on the things that they want to do that feels like ridiculously amazing quality time instead of quantity time. So it's not about just me, like, hanging out with them. No offense. It's not like I'm like, yay, I'm going to sit here and play dolls forever. That's no offense. Not a huge fan of playing dolls for a long period of time. I time it, and I go, yeah, I'm going to play with you for 15 minutes, and then we're doing something more fun that mommy likes too, right? So it's like a combination of what Peter said, because I can't – with the kids, it is very difficult to plan every second and to know what you're doing every second because meltdowns happen and, you know, all that other craziness. But being able to sort of plan the big chunks, right? So you know that the most important stuff is getting done. So that way you feel like I don't really believe in balance. I don't think that we can have like perfect balance, but I have totally achieved loving being with the kids when I'm with the kids and I'm fully present. And I mean, not every second, of course, but, and the opposite of it, of when I'm working, I go hardcore. I set up my space. I take my alpha brain. You know what I mean? I do everything that I possibly can to set up each. So I just want to ask you, are you setting yourself up in any way right now?
Sort of. I mean, I have sort of cobbled together a system that works in terms of keeping me on task, but it's solely for work. So I have, you know, I have like my Asana giant list of things that are going to take month and month to do, and then I have a sticky note with like the 3 to 5 things I want to try and accomplish, you know, today. And then I just keep adding to that. So that list is kind of perpetual. There's always 3 to 5 things on it. But I'm not doing that with like my workouts or dinner time or what time I'm going to leave the office and stuff like that.
And we did something, Jamie might have some different how she manages. It's called One Calendar. Yeah, it's not called an app One Calendar, but it's Have One Calendar. There's no separation anymore. So you literally should plan in one view. This is our belief. One calendar. The work calendar is the personal calendar. Lunch, dinner, CrossFit, all that's on the one calendar. And since we run a really open company, we have a transparent, we don't you know, it's if our team members know that we're at CrossFit, well, we know that they're at the beach because they want to spend an hour at the beach during the middle of the day and enjoy the sun, but they're still going to produce at the end of the day. It's, we do one calendar.
Oh, that's really interesting. I like that, yeah.
Yeah, all my morning things are all in the calendar. If me and the kids have something planned, it's all in the calendar because AJ looks at it. So, like, when I went to I took the kids to Six Flags for a day last week, and I'm like, so, all day, can't book anything, right? So we set it up in advance for all that stuff, too, as much as we can.
Yeah, there's a great lingo, which is if it's not on the calendar, it doesn't exist. So those who work off of task programs like Asana, Red Booth, Basecamp, anything in that regard, Wunderlist, you have to put those tasks on the calendar or they don't get done realistically.
Right.
It's kind of a partial effort that we've associated with those who have task lists that don't put it on the calendar. And I forget who was the big proponent of that one as well, mm-hmm. that we got taught that.
Yeah, I have...
That makes a ton of sense.
It's tough also to actually put the actual item. So I use Asana and calendar too, but what we'll do is we'll put in timeframes for MIT's most important tasks. So that way I don't have to write down, oh, I'm writing 5 chapters in whatever the book is, but that's what I go over the night before and or that morning. I have a journal that I use and I go, okay, my day looks like this. In the most important tasks, I'm getting this done. So we know in advance. Because I'm not going to write it in every single day. AJ does my calendar. I try not to touch it as much as possible.
Yeah, and we do buckets too. So, Joey, to think about it, when I say tasks, I'm referring to, like, client work that Vanessa often uses to block off time. Plus, I have a scheduler that I use with people. So it's really important that my calendar is up to date. So it's pulling the correct availability.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I use my calendar religiously for work stuff, but I'm not, and it's funny because if it's on that calendar, it always gets done. But I don't know, like if I kind of, it's funny, my brain, I can feel my brain like shaking a little bit. Like I like the idea that my work and my life don't have to be so completely separated. I think that's kind of the idea I had, was that work-life balance means work fits into this room and life fits into a different room. And I don't know, it kind of makes sense that because of the way that we work and we're a small company, we're all remote workers, that's not really, I don't know, that may not be possible. So I don't know, I like this. One question that I keep wondering about is, you know, because I think that the acute pain that I feel is more like I never feel like, I'm done for the day. I feel good. I can stop. I can go home and be done. And I'm curious, like, how you guys manage that? Like, do you have, you know, is it like if I check off the things I said I was going to do, I'm done? Or is that more, again, of like just practicing, just stopping, you know?
You're never going to get it done, Joey, just so you know, ever. You have business.
I know it'll never be done, but can it feel like for 24 hours it's done?
No. So, Joey, Vanessa will work till she falls down to the ground every day because that's just how she's operated. You're an entrepreneur, so you chose this route. I hate to tell you, if you wanted a job where you could unplug at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, it's a different profession. So when you are trying to build wealth through an asset you own, you are liable for all of your time for the things that you own and are managing. Same for your kids, right? You don't take a time off from being a dad. You're a dad all day, every day, right?
Right.
It's the very same thing when you have a business that you own. So if you want to do a change, what that typically is an indication that you need to work yourself out of the business and own it as an equity and not be so active in it and employ people who execute on your behalf, if that's what you want. Because if you're seeing a discomfort, that's more of is the entrepreneurial life, because it's not entrepreneurial work, it's an entrepreneurial life, what you really want.
Yeah.
That makes a ton of sense. And just to be clear, I definitely don't want to stop being an entrepreneur. I think I'm trying. It's more like I'm trying to optimize what I have. This is a first world problem I have. This is not, you know, this is definitely not, you know, this isn't like keeping me up at night. I'm not super stressed. My marriage is great. Like, there's not really a horrible problem. I just feel like it could be, I could be better at, you know, focusing. And maybe it's a question of, like, when I'm working on the business, I focus laser, you know, like a laser right onto it. And then I go home, and because I maybe haven't properly prepared, you know, like, okay, I know what time I need to go home. I just kind of feel like, ah, it's 4:15, I'll go home. And then I go home, but then my email, you know, like, oh, I feel like I need to check my email because I kind of left something undone. So I'm just trying to just, you know, get some ideas about how to think about it. And you guys have already given me a ton, by the way. This is excellent. But yeah, I won't be going and being an employee anytime soon.
let me say the one thing that helped me a lot, right? And Andrew, this might be good for you too, is writing down the stuff that I could actually get done that day and then call it done when I'm done, right? So chunk out the tasks, right? So today, let me pull up. So today I have to record 2 videos and I already checked everything else off on the list from this morning, right? So, so knowing that, it'll probably only take me another 45 minutes to an hour to finish my most important tasks for today. So I could, not that I'm going to, but I could go, and I am done. Because I can feel that sense of satisfaction for doing all the things that I said that I was going to do, right? And everything else is extra. So that's how I look at it now. Because before it was like, I mean, my Asana is ridiculous. Like, ridiculous. And people just keep adding more stuff to it, right? So all I can do is mitigate it as much as I can and go, these are the most important things today. If I get those done, that counts as I got my cookie points, right? My gold star for the day. Yay, I did my work, right? There's always going to be more. So what I would do is I would pick a time frame, ideally in advance, on when you normally leave from work, quote unquote, when you work from home, right? When you leave work, right, make sure every task that you're doing in advance, you get done before you leave at 5. And then what I would also do, because I know this is the type of person I am, maybe you don't have to do this, but I do. I hate feeling like things are left without me knowing what they are. Like, what if there's a fire? Or, I mean, my team knows to text me if there's an issue, but I totally check. I'm not the person that doesn't check email all night when I'm home with the family, right? So usually after the kids go to bed, I give myself another chunk. Maybe it's like a half an hour to just sort of bang out something if I can, whether it be just a few emails. So when I come in the next day or my prep plan for the next time, just so I feel like I'm checking a little, you know, I'm all about checking boxes. That's my personality. So I just allow myself that little more time. When I don't have the kids, the days I don't have the kids, I work my butt off all day long, all day. But when I was married, what I would do is I would pick 2 or 3 days occasionally to go on a work retreat and get all the stuff done as much as humanly possible. So I would go away. I'd work till like 9 o'clock at night, be like, okay, family, I love you. I'm not going to see you all day. I'm pretending I'm in another place. I'm getting as much done as humanly possible. And then I try and take like a day or two off that week if I could and actually spend a lot more time with them during the week. Because I know for yours, not being in school, it could be really cool, especially, I don't know, does your wife work too?
No, she stays home.
Yeah. So you being able to pull out a day during the week, if you can do something like that was super special for us because, I mean, then you could go to Six Flags when it's really empty because it's usually school or, you know what I mean? You do that quality time that makes that big difference that they really remember. So that's sort of how I did it. Does that make sense or do you have questions on it?
No, that's actually brilliant because it's funny because there's times where, you know, I do feel like, okay, what I really need is just like 12 hours in a row to like, you know, just crush something. But I always feel guilty if I do that. So I like the idea that you can sort of balance that out by then taking the next day completely off. And I mean, I do that anyway, but I've just never kind of connected the two. I think it would like just make me, I feel like a lot of this is me just needing to trick myself better because I'm not really changing my behavior all that much other than like trying to be more regimented and track, like, you know, time tracking, stuff like that. But if I can, I don't know, like, I'm curious. Like, I feel like this has got to be pretty common when you're an entrepreneur, but you also have kids, like, that there's this low level of guilt because you have, yep. You know, it's like having an extra kid. But I love the idea of the work retreat. That's great.
It's so amazing how much guilt I had, especially at the beginning when my kids were younger. And it's so silly because it's self-imposed. Like, now I don't have that. And maybe it is because I've either learned or they got older, so maybe, you know, it's not as big of a deal. But, oh my gosh, I put myself through so much. And all I can say to that is you're doing that to your own darn self. As long as your family doesn't feel that way, it doesn't matter. So if you check in with them and they're like, you're working all the time, we hate it, that's different. Otherwise, it's you just, you know, self-imposing worry and crappiness and guilt on your life, just so you know.
Gotcha. No, thank you for saying that.
It sucks to hear. I totally get it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Cool. Okay. So far what I've taken away is, you know, I think just planning out what I need to do tomorrow as opposed to, like, getting to my office and being like, okay, let me pick three things to try and do. I think that would make a big difference. Time tracking. I have Rescue Time installed, but Peter, when you say time track, do you mean like you go to CrossFit for an hour and then you would log into Toggle and input that, or are you talking about just when you're working, like your computer tracks what you're doing?
So there's two things. When we brought up Rescue Time, it's because it's passive, right?
Yeah.
What the big difference is just being conscious of how you spend your time. So in like a consulting arm, typically you say, like, write down everything you do for 2 weeks and you'll be amazed at how you can increase efficiency. Same thing goes with dieting. When you write down what you eat, wow, you start eating healthier and you start managing your portions better. It's because when you actively, in the moment, document what you're doing, will you be able to affect change. So Toggle is a way to enter it. You can either start it right before and enter, or you enter it post.
I get it. Okay, now that totally explains it.
And to give you one more tidbit to it, yes, so as a company, we believe in two forms of wellness and personal development. One is training and education, and the other one is fitness, and it's part of our company culture. So we actually track wellness hours.
Interesting. Is your team mostly remote, Peter, or do you guys have like an office everyone shows up to?
We closed the office format and went fully distributed November of last year.
Got it. Okay, it's really interesting because on the surface, the idea of telling my team members, hey, I one of our core values is that everyone is healthy, so I'd like you to track your wellness hours. It seems odd to me, but brilliant at the same time. I'd love to talk to you more about that at some point. That's really cool.
Yeah, so again, the idea is just we want to promote – we also are proponents of zero inbox. So we taught how to use our format of urgent, important, and not important filtering. So we institute because we believe that the way of life, the way you do business impacts what you produce in business. And what you do in life impacts what you ultimately produce in life. So it's not about being, a neo-Nazi, like, regimen and trying to produce the perfect human. It's about trying to say we want to be mindful as much as possible because when it's in our consciousness, we can take care of people. So we believe that our employees and our clients are under our protective care. And so we prove that through these types of systems. And without it, you don't have the data points to make the correct improvements in their life or the correct assumptions in their business.
Got it. Oh, that makes a ton of sense. So you, Jamie, you and Peter, you both mentioned meditation, and I've tried it before. I just haven't really, like, given it I haven't done it for more than 3 days in a row. And I like it when I do it. I have that skeptical part of my brain. I'm curious, like, what if you could just talk maybe a little bit about what it's done or why you think it's a helpful thing to do for this.
Yeah, Vanessa's been the most diligent. So, and Jamie, you're probably most diligent than I am on it. But we use Headspace. It's an app.
That's what I was going to recommend too. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get that app. super quick. It does 10 days straight. So all you're trying to do at the very beginning is 10 days straight. I've been meditating for, 6 years now. So a lot has sort of come from it, way more than I ever thought, too, just so you know. Now, I mean, I just did an hour of meditation before this. I do guided meditations now, depending on my mood. I've got, literally 30 or 40 that I go between for different things. So what I would do, though, is just start with the super easy head space. Do 10 days, and it's, 10 minutes, literally. It's not long at all, and it will just start you getting mental clarity. It's helped just so you sort of see the result after a while. I'm a person that is very much in my head constantly, right? It is always thinking. It does not turn off, all that stuff. Meditation is a great, not solution, but practice for that, which has helped 1,000 times over. It's funny, I was just talking about how I used to worry all the time, the guilt, all that stuff. I don't feel any of that anymore. And I think a big piece, not anymore ever, but in general, not even close. And a big piece is paying attention to those thoughts that come up along with meditation and really getting clear emotionally, which is hilarious because in business we're all tactics and this. But to me, that has been the biggest producer of joy in my life for everything, which just helps my business 1,000 times over too. So I can't be a big enough proponent of it. Even at the very beginning, I sucked so bad. I would lay down for 5 minutes because I didn't want to sit in the gosh darn position. You know what I mean? I would lay down for 5 minutes and I would fall asleep because my kids were young, right? So I would fall asleep. Be like, crap, that was meditating. That was napping, right? So, but that's all I could really say I could do because I was like, how are you supposed to meditate with kids? This is getting ridiculous. You have no time. So that's all I started, 5 minutes at the most, 10 minutes at the most. And it became more of a practice. I don't necessarily do it every single day. I probably do it 5 out of 7 days every week. And sometimes I only do a 15-minute one. Sometimes I do an hour one. But it's amazing the journey that you can see as you've done it for a really long period of time. I mean, and just in terms of healing yourself. I mean, if you listen to any of Hal Elrod stuff, the mind is just such a powerful thing. It is ridiculous. And if you can get control of your thoughts, it's insane how much more you can do in business. Was that a good enough testimonial for it?
That is, it sold me. So 10 days. All right, I'm going to commit to that.
10 days.
And one thing to take from this, Joey, is my profession, so my job is as a business strategist, digital marketing strategist, is to solve problems. Mm. So I'm addicted to people asking questions, and my mind constantly looks for new inputs, new data points to derive and create conclusions and construct solutions. So all the time, my mind is looking for a problem to solve and is always even thinking of scenarios, alternatives. If I have a phone call, like I have 3 today, my mind has already ran through 3 to 4 different scenarios of how those calls are going to go, how I will respond to different questions that arrive. It's just in my brain. I can't turn it off. The only ways I can turn that off is by, and meditation is extremely hard for me, because my mind automatically goes to solving some problem that I inherently am carrying with me. It's fitness, number one, and it's Vanessa. So the only other time that I get to is when Vanessa and I actively, consciously create another distraction, because we have a very unique situation, which is when we're home and we're done working, we work together. So conversations for us have to be, it takes a lot of discipline and action and awareness to not talk about work. And I used to have an extreme problem with that, which is my mind's always racing, and Vanessa would go, no more work. And so over the past year, I've really, even though the question pops into my head, I have now the self-awareness to shut the hell up and not bring things up and get control over that and become okay with it. And the only way, just like Jamie was saying, meditation is exercising a muscle. It's just the brain function in control. So if at all you're a fan of fitness, and I'm an extreme fitness fan to a point where I, you know, studied programming development, have a lot of basic knowledge and curiosity towards it, if you work out 15 minutes a day because you can't work out that 1 hour, you will ultimately see change. It's exactly the same formula. So anyone who thinks it's a cult or us, people who meditate are trying to recruit you into it, like CrossFit, and you got to, and you have to watch Breaking Bad. But the other component, and if you haven't seen, never mind, I won't go into the joke, but the point is, like any muscle that you want change, whether it be in your business, you have to do something every day to move that forward, and so meditation is just a way to move your brain forward and control, so that's, we're voting for it as well. Anyone else here do meditation? Jamie and us, dominated this call.
I know, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, this is Jason. I've done some meditation. I'm not very, currently I'm not very active in it. I do have the Headspace app. I think there's two people that really helped me kind of change my life during a difficult time. And if we're going to go all hippy-dippy, I'll tell you about it. Those two people were Eckhart Tolle and Byron Katie. And Eckhart Tolle's take on meditation is very interesting. It's like, at some point, you have to drop the method and live in the real world. So, yes, you can go sit and use your Headspace app or whatever, but there comes a time when you have to, get off the cushion and walk down the street and be in the moment. So that could be a resource you could look at. Another one as far as, having these thoughts of guilt and all that stuff, one that helped me was Byron Katie. You can find her stuff at thework.com. And, her kind of process is, any thoughts that give you discomfort, bring you suffering, like those thoughts you talked about, I should be working, or I should be spending time with the family, or I have guilt, really stop and analyze those thoughts. And she gives you, like a four question method to ask yourself about those thoughts, and then something she calls the turnaround, which is very interesting. So, if you have 10 minutes one day, I would say check that out too. That really helped me back when, and from time to time I use that as well. So that's my take on it.
Jason, I love Byron Katie's work and Eckhart Tolle's big time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah, no, I wrote both of those down and check them out.
Yeah, Eckhart Tolle will give you the because I started with him too way back when, and it gives you the how we do it in the real life, and it's funny because I remember reading his book going, he doesn't have children. So take it with a grain of salt. My kids were like screaming and stuff like that. But the meditation practice has definitely helped with it in general. So I get what he's saying way more now than when I was just pissed off back then going, he doesn't get it, right?
Peter. I just want to say that if you've ever – a good autobiography or a good manuscript is Total Recall, Arnold Schwarzenegger's book. And he talks about his progression to be, the Olympian – in Mr. Universe, and he talks about meditation, right? So he talked about how that ultimately he started with it, but then he found out that he was activating that same level of focus when he was thinking about the bicep, when he was working on the bicep. So he changed his fitness routine, which is because all about identifying and being aware of self. He was able to mentally focus on the muscle he was activating during a workout. Therefore, his workouts became meditation. So there's a lot of ways to evolve it as well.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm a big Schwarzenegger fan, so I'm all over that.
That's a third person in the past 2 weeks that's recommended that book to me around me, which is interesting. Huh.
It's absolutely amazing. So what he was able to accomplish, his story, it just blows your freaking mind how amazing he is.
Sweet. I'll have to get it too. So I just want to make sure Tara and Andrew say something to Joey also, just to make sure that we've covered all of our bases. If you do have something to say, if you don't, I know Tara, you're driving. But if you don't have anything to say, that's cool too. I just want to make sure we get all the opinions because you guys all have different lives, but very similar in terms of balance, right?
No, I just sort of use this session as my own little hot seat, listening to everything that Joey was going through. I can certainly relate to. So I've just been paying attention and taking notes and downloaded the Headspace app. So, Joey, you can invite friends. So if you want to invite and try and
do it together.
Try and get through it together.
All right.
Donna and Donna.
Good. And which one of you gets to sing, I feel pretty if you don't do it? No. You both still do a duet.
It'll be a duet. It'll be a duet, definitely.
I love it.
Hey, Joey, the thing that
the thing that I've been thinking about a lot recently is how when we're going through these periods of rapid growth in our businesses, it also means we're going through a period of rapidly needing to adjust our boundaries. And I know I've been way too slow with that lately. I'm sitting next to my partner right now, so he would yell at me if I sugarcoat anything.
Awesome.
I've been dealing with a lot of and I'm a big proponent of work-life integration as well, and so balance isn't really my goal, but I've certainly been dealing with way more stress and way more, you know, getting closer to burnout than I like to be lately. And I just really kind of honed in on a few things where it's like, you know, I thought I had that boundary handled, or I thought I had that, you know, framework or guideline for saying yes to this or no to that or whatever figured out. And what I've realized that, you know, nothing is the same right now at, you know, in March 2016 than it was in March 2015 or even in September 2015. And so I can't use the same frameworks. I can't use the same boundaries. I have to rethink, you know, the way I approach every opportunity, every, you know, even whether or not, you know, it's time to shut it down for the day or whether I can answer that one more email. So that's really the only 2 cents I had on this conversation for now, because, like I said, I've been dealing with a lot of the same stuff.
No, thanks, Tara. I mean, I can totally see the same thing happening to me. I mean, I'll put a flag in the sand and I'll say, I will, you know, this is where I stop and I'm not doing this thing ever again. And then a month later, you know, I'm a different person and someone, you know, gives me an opportunity and I say yes without even thinking about it when I shouldn't have. Which is why I have a voiceover tomorrow morning. And I have started to, the reason I brought this up, this whole topic today, was because last night I was talking with my wife. And we haven't taken vacation in a little while. And, like, she's like, I think I feel burnt out. And I'm like, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling burnt out. I let myself get burnt out. I told myself I wouldn't do that again. And but there's, like, so many good tips. And what I've gotten so much, like, out of this conversation is just ideas and different ways of looking at things. And for me, that's usually what helps. Like, I know about Headspace. I know about Eckhart Tolle. But hearing just how you guys have thought about it and kind of giving me permission to not go after work-life balance as much as work-life integration, it's super helpful. And I feel confident that I'll be able to start chipping away at this and just getting better at it.
And to add to one little thing about the travel, we're a firm believer that you should plan a certain amount of trips per year. And if you have one calendar, it will impose on your work schedule. So we have 6 or 7 trips already calendared for 2016. We're in a different, you know, arena that we travel quite a bit, but you should put those on the calendar. And if you get burned out, whether it be a 3-day weekend, a 1-day weekend, a quick trip, a long trip, you have to plan that out. You can't just wait for it to happen.
Right, yeah, you're right.
So, Joey, action item right now. You have to plan something with your wife. It doesn't have to – it can be 3 days. It could be surprise. I don't know if she likes surprises, but if so, oh, my gosh, that'd be amazing. So that's one of your action items that you have to do, because a happy wife, happy life, right? So it's funny because not saying that she isn't happy, but what's funny is you said she's getting burnt out, and I just have to say this because this changed my life. I have a personal assistant here. They really only work like 10 to 15 hours a week. They do all the cooking and the cleaning. So he's been sick for 2 days so far, and my house is a wreck. And I'm like, oh, my God. It just makes my level of anxiety knowing that I have to do all this so much, because I'm not a fan of cleaning. I don't know if your wife, like, likes that, but after 3 children, I'm sure she doesn't. But 10 hours a week, or even hiring a cleaning service or something. I didn't like cleaning services because I had to clean up the kids' toys before they got there, and it was even more stressful. But what I have them do is prep all the food, have all the everything cleaned up. The laundry is always put away and labeled, right? Because I even did a laundry service, and I wouldn't take it out of the bags. So we just have them still in the bags all done, right? Because I'm not a fan. So it's so simple. I pay him $15 an hour.
And I had a previous one beforehand. I just I fired her and hired somebody better. And so having that has been ridiculously amazing. It's literally like $1,000, $1,500 a month. And with what you're making right now, Joey, that's like, no offense, going to be the best thing. I mean, talk to your wife. If she feels very responsible for this, don't take it away from her, of course. But you would be the best husband in the entire world if you had somebody come in like a couple days a week and do all that for her. So she could actually have fun with the kids and not have to worry about trying to do it all. Because I've been a stay-at-home mom, and I've also been a work-at-home mom and trying to do it all within, you know, 20 hours a week and then being cooking and doing all that stuff. It is a lot. And, you know, you have three kids. Like, it'll burn her out really quick.
Oh,
yeah. Thankless jobs, right? So give her a vacation and talk about maybe 10 hours a week, or it doesn't even have to be something crazy, but literally that will change your life, just so you know.
Yeah, I mean, so we actually have someone like that. We have 9 hours a week she comes, and she's sort of like half babysitter, half housekeeper. But we were talking about upping that, and you're right.
Yes.
I mean, it is money well spent. There's no question. I think, I mean, shoot, if my action item is to plan a vacation, I guess I have to plan a vacation, so I'll suffer. And
I'm the type of person where I have my personal assistant plan the vacation. Is that bad? I'm like, okay, I want you to Airbnb my house when I'm gone, and then I want you to do this, that, and the other thing. So I just use them as an employee, too. So start, if you already have somebody like that, see what more you can have them do, like running your whole, like, the entire calendar for the family. Like,
Let me ask you this, because I was actually talking with my wife about this, and I'm curious. I know we only have a couple minutes left, but, you know, I think a lot of the things that stress my wife out, I mean, that she hates to clean, so, like, having someone else do it, that's helped a lot. It's just, like, all the little things that fall through the cracks. Like,
yep.
She hasn't had her physical in a year,
yep,
because she just hasn't. Like, do you use a personal assistant to schedule stuff like that for you and, like,
yep,
you know, pay bills and do all the little minutia?
Yep. So the hard thing is the person beforehand was 70 and wasn't good with technology, so it was really tough for me to, like, she couldn't share my Google Calendar. He does. So I went, you need to make appointments for the kids for dentist. We need to make sure, like, that's what my best friend did for one of my other friends for business owners. She did all that. She did everything. Like, reminders. I mean, I asked him to manage up. Like, he's sick. And so I'm like, crap, I don't even know when trash day is. I know it's one of these days. I don't know which day. And he's like, it's this day, right? So, like, we have a whole Asana thing, and I put tasks in Asana of everything he wants to do. So he has a recurring task to mow the lawn, right? And so anything you think of, oh, shoot, I haven't gotten a physical in forever, right? Put in Asana. I mean, I've even had AJ change my primary care doctor, make appointments for me. Like, oh, yeah, all of it.
You should run a mastermind group just for stay-at-home parents.
Seriously. I know, right? I got this down. Processes. But it's huge, because I just take what we can do in business and then do it in the personal side, right? So,
yeah,
anyway.
I love it.
Yeah, I know we're going a little over. So, Tara, you are in the hot seat next week. And if you guys have questions, I know we posted about creating a flow chart beforehand. We can talk about that at the beginning of next time. Also, I hope you have a fantastic week, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the duet next week with Andrew and Joey, because they stop after 3 days of meditation. So everybody's clear.
Don't worry, I'll be on day 7. Don't worry.
I know. You'll have to be on day 7, because if you stop, you get
to
sing next week. All right. Have a fantastic week, guys. Go crush it and have fun with your families, too. Take care.